The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me on this Thursday afternoon. And this is my last day this week because tomorrow is a holiday for Salem Media, our parent company. So I will not be live on the air, but Jeff is putting together an exceptional best of program. Today you're just getting normal Bob Burney Live. Just the normal stuff. That's what you're getting today. Tomorrow you're going to get best of. So that'll be tomorrow. Yeah, we get tomorrow off. Joy and I have the privilege of spending some time with a couple of our younger grandchildren, and we are looking forward to that. We really are. Now, I was not going to get into this at all. This was not a part of my plan. I don't have any stories in my stack. I've still got a very tall stack of stories to get to if we have time, but the economy. I cannot imagine this not being a huge part of the presidential election coming up in November. Now, we have no idea what's going to happen with the economy between now and then. But I want you to love him or hate him. When the economy began to really take off after Donald Trump was elected. Now, if you remember, it was not long after he was elected. He made a bunch of changes for the economy. Many, many, many of them were very unpopular. There were a lot of economists that said he was going to plunge us into recession, maybe depression. The liberal Democrats were having fits. He's going to drive the country bankrupt. Remember all of that? And then the economy took off. Stock market started going up. Unemployment started going down, especially for minorities. So what did the liberal left say? Congratulations, Mr. Trump. We were wrong about all of our predictions. Wow, the economy is doing really well. Now, do you remember? The mainstream media and all of the liberal left politicians said, well, he's just riding on the shirt tails of Barack Obama's economy. In fact, I had several people call this program and say, Trump is taking credit for the Obama economy. Remember, Obama took over a recession and he turned it around, and Trump is just, he is riding on the coattails of Barack Obama's economy. It's not his. You look what's going to happen. Yeah, blah, 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 blah. Okay. Fast forward to the COVID-19 thing, crisis, pandemic. Stock market dropped farther than almost any time in history. The only time the stock market suffered such losses was Black Friday back in 29, the Great Depression. Joblessness went from record lows to record highs, and I mean overnight. Within weeks, one of the strongest economies in American history, absolutely historic low unemployment numbers, went from historic low unemployment numbers to record high unemployment numbers. Stock market went from record highs to record lows. Now, I'm not a big student of the economy, of economics, or anything like that, but I know that the last time the stock market had a hit like that, it took years to recover. Years to recover. All right. The June jobs report was released today. It exceeded everyone, and I mean everyone. I repeat, it exceeded everyone's expectations, even the White House. Nobody predicted a jobs rebound like we saw in June. The stock market has already gained back almost all that it lost. Historic. Last week was a historic week on the stock market. The last quarter, historic gains. It's unlike anything we have ever seen in the American economy. In other words, no one can say any longer that the economy is the result of the principles, the programs, the economic policies of the Obama administration. That argument is now gone. Nobody in their right mind can say that the economy today has anything whatsoever to do with the Obama policies, because they're all gone. And all of the gains made by the Obama administration are gone. And when Donald Trump stood in a press conference several weeks ago and said, I predict we're going to experience a V economy. Now, here's what he meant. The letter V. On the left side, you start at the top, and then you immediately go down to the bottom. And then you go up an equal amount on the right-hand side. That is a V economy. Sudden drop, equally sudden rise. All right? Nobody predicted that kind of recovery. There were some. Kudlow, one of the president's closest economic advisors, Kudlow hoped so, said it could happen, but almost no economists and nobody in the mainstream media predicted that we would have the kind of recovery. And by the way, folks, the pandemic is not over. If you haven't heard, the governor of Texas just mandated face masks in almost every county in the state of Texas. That is a very, very conservative Republican governor just mandated masks in basically the entire state of Texas. Expect it to come to Ohio very soon. I would be shocked if Mike DeWine does not, in the next day or so, sign an executive order mandating masks for everyone in the state of Ohio. All right, but anyway, the only reason I brought that up is to say that the COVID-19 pandemic is not over at all. We're a long ways. And yet, jobs are coming back. Stock market is coming back. Unemployment is dropping at historic rates. As it increased historic rates, it is dropping at historic rates. Now, you may hate the guy. Give him some credit. Almost, you know, before he was elected, a lot of people, including yours truly. Seriously. A lot of people, including yours truly, me, predicted terrible things might happen if Donald Trump were to be elected. The liberal left and many Republicans said, if Donald Trump is elected before the end of his first term, we will be in nuclear war with Korea. We could be in a nuclear war with China. We could very possibly be in a nuclear war with Iran. We could very possibly be in a nuclear war with Russia. Remember all that talk? Do you remember in the debates? I can't imagine Donald Trump having his finger on the atomic button. He's going to blow up the country. He's going to blow up the world. Remember all of that? You remember what was happening with North Korea when Barack Obama was president? Remember all the missiles being fired, all of the threats? Remember the missiles being fired over American territories? Remember the missiles being fired over the country of Japan? Remember all of that? It all stopped. The nuclear tests in North Korea under Barack Obama, all stopped. The predictions about Iran didn't happen. Predictions about China didn't happen. Predictions about Russia didn't happen. And almost every prediction, the guy that I called a buffoon with bad hair, I did. I used, before he was elected, I used to call him a buffoon with bad hair. Almost every prediction that he has made concerning the economy has come true. Almost every one. Every promise that he made concerning pro-life, he has kept. Almost every promise that he has made concerning standing for the family, he has kept. Almost every promise that he made concerning enforcing religious liberty and freedom around the world, he has kept. Does he still drive me nuts sometimes? Yes. Do I still sometimes want to cringe and crawl under a chair because of things that he says? Yep. But you can't deny what has been accomplished. Oh, the judges. He said he would absolutely transform the American judicial system and fill courts all over the United States with conservative constitutional judges. Yeah, he kept that promise too. Maybe it wasn't as bad as we thought he would be.
Today's news, God's word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Okay, I was going to head off in a completely different direction in this segment, but I've got breaking news for you from the Washington Post, and I cannot ignore this story. It is too important. It is too monumental. I wanted to talk about other things, but folks, this headline from the Washington Post is just, you talk about a bombshell. So here it is. Just got this from the Washington Post. Headline, breaking news. You ready for this? Mary Trump once stood up to her Uncle Donald. That's it. That's it. Exclusive breaking news from the Washington Post. Mary Trump once stood up to her Uncle Donald. There you have it, folks. The end of the Trump presidency. He might as well resign. Might as well hang it up. Cancel the re-election bid. His niece once stood up to Uncle Donald. Oh, my goodness. Is it any wonder that nobody has confidence in the media anymore? And I don't know whether I should say this or not. The local media, we have three, well, technically we have four major TV stations, but one is the same. Channel 6 and 28 are Oh, they're the same. They have they have different programming, Channel 28, Channel 6. But when we come to the news, same anchors, same meteorologists, same sports. So they're, as far as the news departments are concerned, they're the same. And I'm not going to mention names, but one of those stations, I have no respect for their news department at all anymore. Just, I didn't have a whole lot of respect before, but after all this with the protests and stuff downtown, I don't have any respect. I think they have been abysmal, embarrassing, and shameful in the way they've handled, you know, the protests and all that. I do. That's just my personal opinion. I think it's been a disgrace. But they are walking in the footsteps of the big guys, Washington Post. There you have it, breaking news. Mary Trump once stood up to her uncle, Donald. I'm so glad we now have that information. All right. I've got other things I was going to get to, but I got Frank in Columbus, and I cannot ignore Frank in Columbus. Hey, Frank, welcome. You're on Bob Burney Live. Thanks for calling.
You know, the only thing I got to say today, Bob, is nobody stands up to the Donald. Nobody.
Well, his niece Mary did. The Washington, yeah, but, and you, Frank, if the Washington Post reported it, you know it's true. You know it.
Oh my goodness. You know, it's crazy true. In earth shattering, like, wow, I don't know, Bob, if I can handle voting for the guy. So, well, you know what? That's something that I really wanted to do. I don't have much to say today, believe it or not. But
except for Go Bucks.
Anyways, well, you know, since you're on how great the media is, you know that they went after... You know, Donald Trump, he says that these cities that, you know, have the highest crime rates are run by Democrats.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw this or even talked about it, but the New York Times did a headline that says that the top 20 cities or whatever, that Donald Trump keeps saying that the highest cities with crime are Democratic-run cities. And then they, with a comment, said, that's not true. Well, out of the top 20, there was one. There was one that was independent. So I guess they're killing
it. It wasn't all 20. It was only 19.
Yeah, it was only 19.
Goodness.
But there was an independent in there.
Yeah. All right.
You know, and if it's an independent, it probably runs the same way Bernie Sanders does.
All right, Frank, with that, I've got to go. Always enjoy talking to you. All right, have a great weekend. Yeah. All right. Yeah, it's not all 20 of the top crime cities run by Democrats. Only 19. Yeah. All right.